bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll-free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And every day this week, every day this year, we are seeing a growing pessimism in terms of the market, the future of the economy, the future of the country. So why am I so optimistic? Well, again, we've shared this comment with you over and over again. Despite my incredibly bullish feelings on the market itself, on the long term of the global build-out, you have to ask your question when you ask, how's the market? The question really is, are you a buyer or are you a seller? And we, of course, are accumulating the best companies that rank up on the highest magnet scores. And the fact is, despite me talking to you about the superlatives and the exceptionator and the exceptions, they're now taking the whole market down. And this is classic cycle theory. The first thing that happens when the market turns a little sour or a little soft is you see the advanced decline line breaking down. You see the number of new lows accelerating, and that tells you that the market itself is taking on water. It means that there's some damage going on, and that's the immediate spot to get yourself off of margin and to begin being more cautious in the market. Now, again, we can't be more cautious than we already are. What we'll look to do is using our magnet stock selection process. We've already isolated the top 1% of 1% of all public companies in terms of revenue growth and margin acceleration and cash flow acceleration, all the things that make up our quantitative model. And then we go a step further. We want to make sure we understand those companies, make sure they're not one-time events, and then we will go in and start accumulating them, and we will accumulate them up until the time when they simply no longer rank out well on our model. Now, I have to tell you, one of the things that I love to do is speak with the companies that rank up highest just so we can understand, particularly those companies that rank out or have a market capitalization below $1 billion. Now, these are the companies which tend to go up the fastest but also carry the risk of volatility, and if there's something unsustainable, yeah, they can go down just as fast as they went up. So we want to be very, very careful and cautious on those companies. And I will tell you, I've been spending the last couple hours on the phone with some of these companies, and you wouldn't know it by stock price today, but I think you'd know it by 3 months and 6 months. So where are we in the cycle at the moment? Well, let's take a look at my favorite newspaper, the Investor's Business Daily. Remember, we had William O'Neill on three separate times for three full hours. And again, his newspaper, just like every single newsletter that we subscribe to, is telling their readers, don't buy anything. Hold your cash. Wait for the market to improve. Wait till the psychology and the tape action is a little bit better. That way, clearly, you will avoid the debacle that we saw from 2000 to 2002, and that will supposedly keep you out of the big trouble of the market, but the reality is, invariably, you go in and you buy stocks at a higher price than you can while people are panicking and people are afraid. So what you really want to do is get involved with the market and with companies that you can understand, and if you understand them well enough, you want to buy them when they're on sale. Not when they're breaking down and trading lower on heavy volume and clearly there's an institutional stampede away from them, but you want to buy them while they're pulling back in kind of this stepladder pattern of higher highs and higher lows. But these stocks will pull in 15 and 20%, and right when the public is panicking, you go in there and you scoop them up, and then invariably, when the mood clears, when the good news comes out, these stocks are already significantly higher than you were able to accumulate them when they were on fire sale. So there's a few things that we know to be self-evident truths in the stock market, and that is prices are going to fluctuate way more than treasuries prices, way more than corporate bonds will fluctuate, but in that fluctuation, ultimately, they create the highest return, and again, that's only if you own the right companies and you own them and you compound your money as they go higher and higher cycle after cycle. Now, the other thing that we know to be self-evident is that despite 10% corrections, despite the inevitable bear markets that must come and go, with recessions, in fact, that must come and go. That's right, the business cycle has not been conquered. We will see times of tremendous optimism and expansion. We also see times of contraction and so on. But what we don't see, and I don't believe we will see, is bread lines and mass hysteria that we saw in the depression type of era, despite the real estate market that continues to contract, despite the consumer who is definitely getting more and more cautious the more they're hearing about the pending recession. But it's the institutional money that's flowing in. It's this global expansion that frankly is unstoppable. And what we are advocating more than anything else is the well-known, documented, successful pattern when you dollar cost average, which means buy in certain slow increments and add to your holdings every quarter or every month, depending on what your cash flow allows you to do. Now, in our new hedge fund, the Exceptionator Fund, despite the market looking dicey, despite the market actually looking outright ugly, I have already put my money in, I put my kids' educational money in, and we will continue to grind our way through this rough period knowing that when there's this much pessimism, and right now, you can cut this pessimism with a cake spoon. You don't even need a knife. You can cut the pessimism. You could read through every single newsletter saying, hold your cash. Where is that cash right now? That's right. That's on the sidelines waiting for an interest rate cut, waiting for a sign of all clear. And when that avalanche comes in, you are sure to see significantly higher prices. Now, I have to read something to you which absolutely amazed me when I read it in today's paper. We're hearing about the weak dollar, okay? We are hearing about the foreigners who don't like the dollar going down because they lose money on their investments when the dollar goes down. But we see that, listen to this, foreigners bought a net $150 billion of U.S. securities, the most in nearly 2 years, the Treasury said. That follows, this is in November, that follows $92 billion in October and is more than enough to finance the entire trade deficit of $63 billion. Net long capital inflows were $90 billion. Private investments more than doubled. So what, and by the way, foreigners curbed their buys of treasuries. So what we're seeing here is a massive amount of inflows into U.S. stock market by foreigners right when our country is in some sort of panic and fear mode about what's happening with the economy. So yes, everyone wants in. They don't want in quite with the enthusiasm they wanted in a while ago, but it's these times, these difficult times, if you can keep your head and just not succumb to the psychology of, I think I should get out and maybe I could get in a quarter later or half a year later or get in after the election or any kind of talk like that. The key is always and always will be stock selection. What I want to do when we come back from this break, I want to explore some parts of the Magnet Investing book, the chapters that you need to read, whether you are an investor for 1 year or you've been at this for 10 years already. It's these memories and some thought patterns, what you need to do in difficult markets and what you need to do when the public is absolutely terrified. And I want to do that when we come back from this break. We're going to take the whole show. We're not going to bring on any guests today. There's too much to cover. We have a lot of corporate management from our top-ranked companies that are queued up over the next couple of weeks. But in times like panic now, in times like fear that's dominating the market, I think we need to go over the basics again to keep you and to keep our viewers, that's right, viewers that are becoming online. Part of the news I want to share today is that we are going multimedia. We're taping this show inside our office for TV distribution. We're working on some of the details on that, but folks, it's just more and more coming at you, especially at times when the market and the individuals around the country are retrenching. That's when you want to step in and take advantage of panic. And when the public wants to come in, forgets about what they're buying, why they're buying, they just know the market looks good, that's when we'll turn around and give them a little bit of the stock that we accumulated at very low levels. So we're hearing some music on the line. That means it's commercial time, folks. Stick with us. We're on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications, and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And what it's time to do right now is to strap in and remind ourselves the importance of two things. Number one, having a plan before you get started. And number two, keeping your emotions in check, because you already know you have a plan. Now, we've already went through the concept that stocks outperform real estate, outperform bonds, gold, collectibles, antique cars, baseball cards, anything you feel like collecting out there. The number one return over the last at least couple hundred years, and I believe it's sustainable for the next couple hundred years, is ownership of companies. However, if you can own the right companies, folks, it's off the charts. So, if I was to say all this to you in the quiet of the night or during a relatively good part of the economy or stock market cycle, you say, well, fine, why don't I put all my money in stocks and that's where I'm going to get my highest return. Why would I do anything else? Well, the fact is, I talked long about the train of equities. And what that means is basically every 5 years, that train comes right into the station, generating some returns that have averaged out to 10%. If you own the right magnet stocks, I think we can double that number. And if you compound your money, folks, at 20%, you never, ever have to look at the price of anything in a store again. But it's during these times when the sky is falling, the subprime mortgage rates have been more than we expect, whatever the crisis du jour is, folks, at that moment the news looks sufficiently bad that, frankly, it is hard to hold your portfolio intact. So what we want to do is have the right amount in stocks to begin with. You know you have your insurance. You know your mortgage is not too high. You know that you have your bond income. You know you have certain things in check. So then when the market gets volatile, you could just kind of turn the channel, put on a cartoon, put on your favorite movie, put on an ICD and enjoy yourself, because you know that you already have a comfort level that you know the stock market will be volatile and the train will come in. So the first thing we talk about is planning, knowing who you are, how much volatility you can handle emotionally without making the wrong decision at the wrong time. For me, that might be almost 100% equities, but I'll have to tell you, now that I'm turning 50 and I've been through a few cycles, I know the comfort it feels to have a big chunk of change in the bank just so that your wife cannot ask you how things are going, just so that you don't have to second guess yourself. For some people, it's only 30% of their money in the stock market. For some, it's 50%. But I am convinced that it's only those people who plan ahead, who actually have the right amount in there to begin with. Don't get greedy. You don't want too much when the market's going right. And you certainly, under any conditions, don't want to be a seller when the market itself is bad just because there's a temporary crisis of confidence. That's exactly how to get the lowest returns possible. Then once you actually have your planning guide, then what you need to do, folks, is to figure out a way how to monitor your portfolio and then how to make sure you have the right garden once you've decided how much of that garden you want to have allocated. So let's talk about this for a moment and let's go over the key mistakes that people make over and over again. Once they get involved in a stock, it is very hard for most individuals to make a decision, oh no, it looks like what I bought is not the kind of company that I thought it was when I got started initially. So what happens is, well, I bought it at 80, it's at 70, it's got to be good, let me add to that position, and at 60, it's got to be even better, so let me take more money out and add to that, and at 50 and 40 and 20 and 30, and then when the company turns around and goes bankrupt, you're screaming and shouting that the management misled you, or that blah, 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 blah. Well, folks, all of those excuses should be thrown right out of the window. What you want to do instead is to picture your stock portfolio just like a garden. Now, you know that even fruit trees don't give fruit every day. They bloom and blossom in certain kind of intervals, and if your tree isn't blossoming or growing the day you planted the seed, that wasn't all that realistic either, was it? Once you have a flowering bush where the trunk is getting thicker and thicker and more branches are coming on, well, that's not what you want to pull out of the ground to replant anything. But frankly, a lot of individual investors will take an approach, hey, you never ever went broke taking a profit, so I'm going to sell that profitable stock and I'm going to buy something or add to a position that's going lower. Well, no, absolutely not. Well, folks, if you had a garden and eight things were growing beautifully and two were not growing at all, it is so easy to go over to that garden and pull those two things out and replant new seeds. Why? Because they're just seeds. You didn't spend a whole lot of time thinking about those seeds or choosing those seeds out of thousands of opportunities. The greenery sold you a couple of seeds. They just simply didn't grow. You pull them out. There's no ego attached. But, folks, for a lot of people, it's very, very different after they buy a stock. They become emotionally attached to it. They almost become physically attached to it. And the last thing they'll ever do is sell that stock after they bought it, until they either make a profit or get out even. And folks, there's a disease for this in the market. It's a very, very ugly, dangerous disease. It's called get out evenitis. That's right, get out evenitis loses more money than any approach I know. And that, what that says is, I bought the stock at 40, it went down to 20 or 10 or 15. And, man, if that stock ever goes back to 40 again, I'm selling it. I'm not even telling my wife about it. I'm just getting my money out, and, God, I'll feel relieved. Well, folks, when that cycle completes itself and that stock goes through that old level, That's usually the strange time when it goes on a run and that stock begins to fly and you go, I can't believe it. I held that stock for years and years. I finally got even, and right after I sold it, it went flying. So the key here, going over it again, is the initial concept of creating a plan, knowing how much to allocate into the stock market, even though you know it's going to have the highest return. You only want to have the amount of money that you can sleep through during the worst days, during the days when every single newsletter and every single newspaper and every commentary in the market is gloomy and getting gloomier. That's when you want to be able to ride right through that cycle. Secondly, exposure to the stock market is just not good enough. It has to be the right companies. We, of course, use our magnet stock selection process. We want to go ahead and own the superior companies according to what we look at, which is simply what makes a great investment, a combination of strong fundamentals of stocks that are still, in fact, going higher in price. And if we have that, then we can ride through pretty much anything we need, knowing that recessions come, bear markets come, the business cycle will never be conquered, nor will, in fact, the fear and greed that show up in the stock market in alternating rhythm over and over again. Folks, it sounds simple, but one of the most difficult things is to control your emotions during the stock market runs up and down, and that brings us pretty much full cycle here right now. What we want to do when we come back from the show is we want to get into a little bit of the meat right now between what I call stories and I call opportunities. And folks, the worst thing you can ever do is buy into a mirage or a story of something that's going to happen somewhere down in the future. Folks, that's not how we want to be thinking. We want to be able to determine the wheat from the chaff. We want to be able to determine the leaders from the laggards. And a simple but disciplined approach to doing that is what keeps us on the right side of the page. So, folks, we hear a little music coming in. We know it's time for commercials. Grab another cup of coffee. Call a friend. Let them know that the show is on. But all importantly, you can go back and retrieve this anytime you want. That's the beauty of our show. That's the beauty of the Internet. That's the beauty of the medium. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary.
ordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The Bauer Power Hour will focus on ways to improve a company's marketing message. Some of the sharpest minds in marketing will be featured on the show. So listeners will get free advice from folks they normally have to pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars per hour to access. Listen live every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 2 p.m. on the East Coast, to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer on the Voice America Business Channel.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, I'm looking at my screen right now, and it is dicey, it is ugly, it is tough. So what do you think I'm going to do? That's right. Yup. I'm going to buy some stock right now. I'm going to wait for this commercial. I'm going to buy some stocks because, folks, it's just so ugly. I feel like throwing up. That's the best time to buy stocks, you know, not when you're feeling comfortable and not when you're feeling confident, but when you feel like, oh, God, this is horrible. That's when I'm going to step up and that's when I'm going to buy. And, folks, I'll see you 6 months later. You tell me whether, in fact, I was right or I was wrong. But I said right before the break, we were going to look at what makes the difference between a winner and a loser. And no, it's not how the stock looks that day. It's much, much more important. It is actually what a stock would look like if you would come buy that stock in the absence of a stock market. That's right. If you could buy a stock in the absence of a stock market, the question is, would you buy the whole thing? And there's only really one way we can answer that, and that's by dissecting, after all the dividends are paid out, after all the money set aside for lawsuits, after all that rotten stuff is looked at and taken out, would you buy the company's cash flow? Does the company, after revenues, are they having accelerating profit margins right this minute? Let me just share a story. I'm not going to even tell you the name of the company. But one of our holdings right now is actually down in price from about $104 to around $80. Their revenues are accelerating. Their margins are accelerating. Their cash flow is accelerating, and they sell a product where there are literally only two companies in the world that make and sell this product. And it's a product that helps miners dig underground and on the surface. They make this kind of industrial size shovels that these guys actually need if you're going to be mining for anything. Now, wait a second. At the moment, there's all kinds of problems going on. There's a recession coming. We might need less and less copper, zinc, gold, silver, tin. what the heck else do they mine for? I'm not even sure. I'm not in the business. But I can tell you something, folks. There's a global build-out that is so much bigger than anybody can even fathom right now, that when the dust settles, there's no question we are going into an economy with more and more consumers, more and more buyers of things like toaster ovens, electric garage door openers. I'm just trying to think of a few things that maybe not everyone in the entire world has right now, but I can make you one promise. This internet and this ability of the free market to continue to expand and establish itself, I could make you a promise right now that the multi-billion-dollar water development projects that have been started on basically every continent, including ours in the Southwest, Africa, South America, every one of those projects is going to continue, even if it's true that some developers and some speculators of some condos somewhere in Florida and California over-speculated. Yeah, it's true. Those guys are going to continue their projects. They simply will not stop the project cold because some clown over-leveraged himself. That won't happen. I can pretty much promise you that. So the companies that provide the services for this are going to grow into bigger companies. There's no question about it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to continue to add to this investment while people are actually panicking. And guess what? It's down another 1% today. Ooh, we're going to go in and we're going to buy it. And we're also going to continue to add to those companies that we determine have a niche, have a profitable niche in their business. We can go in because we've done the homework. We're not buying and selling on moving averages. We're not buying and selling based upon fear or greed. We're going in and very simply going in and buying stocks that have the highest magnet ranking, especially if there's a lot of paper towels being passed around down on Wall Street because people are actually throwing up on themselves and they just can't stand it anymore. That's when we want to go in. So, folks, I'm one of them. I actually probably at lunchtime have to go buy some more paper towels because it's getting ugly in here. It's getting fearful, and we're off now. In fact, the newspaper said this is the worst January in the entire history of the stock market. But if you go and you read a little deep, you understand a little more, now they qualify it. That's actually since 1950. As if nothing before 1950 even mattered. I'm not sure where they're getting that from or where that kind of thought basis comes from, but that's actually the thought right now. And somewhere right now, I could pretty much promise you, somebody has their hand around Ben Bernanke's throat, and they're just deciding whether to announce a full quarter, full point, three quarters of a point. What are they going to do? But the interesting thing is that Bernanke has actually said in interview after interview, if the country needs it, he will have helicopters dispatched to throw cash down so people will begin spending more money. So the multiplier effect, remember that from economics, the multiplier effect? So it almost seems like people need this kind of constant reinforcement about this. Is it true? Is he going to cut interest rates? Is he going to stand by the economy? And they have a way of waiting, just like those old Western movies where they wait till they see the whites of their eyes, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait until people buy enough puts on the market, seem to sell enough stock where the big boys can come in and scoop it all up at lower prices than they ever dreamed that they could, because just a couple of months ago, people wanted these things. They wanted to go in and they wanted to buy, but now they can't. Their emotions won't let them, and in fact, this is exactly how money is made. So there's blood all over the street. Let's not underestimate what's going on with the financials, and everyone's asking, is it time to get into the financials? Is it time to get into the financials? Well, folks, our model says you should be short the financials. I know they're cheap already. I know they look good already. We don't want to always talk about what we're short, but we'll admit to being short Merrill Lynch. It comes up as one of the actual companies with the worst cash flow, and there they are raising more money and selling more shares and diluting the initial shares. And yeah, it looks dicey. One day that company will come back and it will be a real strong company again, but not according to our extremely disciplined model of going in and buying the highest cash flow companies with the most positive cash flow right this very minute. So yeah, it is weird. I actually want a commercial break, engineers. I want to buy some stock. I don't want to do it on camera here right now, but we have four companies that we're going to add to right now. We're going to turn around. We're going to buy some stock. And yeah, the Dow is only 12,300. We just got, by the way, a very, very intelligently worded email from one of our listeners saying that, well, she thinks the market's actually going to decline to 12,000. So she wants to wait a little bit. And I'm saying, wait all you want. We're buying right now when the pessimism is as thick as a knife before we can go in and wait to the panic buying that I think is actually going to happen. I just don't know when it's going to happen. I wish it would happen when the ink is dry on the confirmations of what I purchased, but the stock market just doesn't act that friendly. It's, frankly, it's more difficult than that. It's not as easy as that. But I could pretty much tell you that by the time the summer is around, you will wish you had the ability to go in and buy some stock right here and right now. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. And frankly, there are a couple companies, in order to buy some stock, we're going to let some stuff go. Probably should have let that stuff go yesterday, but we gave it another day to breathe, and now it is not cutting the mustard, and we're going to replace it with another magnet stock. We're going to plant a couple more trees, in fact, right now, and we are very, very confident that moods of Wall Street come and go. We already have our plan, and here we go. Commercial break. I hear it coming, folks. We have some important things to wrap up. Stick with us. I may even share the names of what we just did with you. So stick with us. I hear a commercial break, engineers. I need to take that break. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break. Stick with us.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll-free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Do you have business style? Is your business style working against you? Does your business style support your overall business and career goals? If you're not achieving goals at the workplace, you'll benefit from Business Style with Kimberly B., a leadership expert and executive recruiter who will outline strategies to help you manage your business and career and achieve the success you want. Listen live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific to Business Style with Kimberly B. on the Voice America Business Channel.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing. And yes, in fact, we just added 4 companies to our model. And what we did is we sold off the lowest 4 ranked stocks in our portfolio and added 4 companies that now rank out higher. Companies I love? No, we're not emotionally attached to anything. We're not going to sit here and argue the merits of any company, especially we're not going to argue the merits with the stock market. That's for sure. We don't want to win any arguments around here. We just want to go with the flow and own the highest ranked companies that are continuing to go up in price. It's that simple. It's called Magnet Judo Investing. No arguments, no fears, no panic, and just as importantly, very little emotion. Now, some people will occasionally ask me if, in fact, I have a pulse. Good news is I've been going to the gym 3 days a week. I'm in phenomenal shape right now. And I have been frustrated on the, what's that called? The elliptical, the elliptic, because I can't seem to get a pulse. I can't seem to find out what my heartbeat is. The guy at the gym's telling me he doesn't think I have a heart. And that's the way people, in fact, actually ask me, how do I invest? How am I able to do this? So all I could say, folks, is that this is exactly what we need to do, folks. We need to stay focused. And let me just say here that I'm seeing some very exciting news. We've been working on the website for a while. You know, our company's been purchased. You know, we're working with some terrific people who are involved with some great, great work with some endowments and nonprofits. But up till now, magnetinvesting.com still shows some kind of old, goofy stuff. Talking about a newsletter that we used to sell. We're simply not allowed to do that anymore. So the whole key here right now is just developing that absolute steadfast thing that comes with experience of using the magnet model with no emotion. So Let me go back to what I was saying, and in fact, I see a really interesting note coming in on the website right now talking about, remember that old newsletter we used to offer? Well, we're going to go ahead and do some work with our mutual fund on that newsletter. What? I didn't mention the mutual fund all show? What's wrong with me? Folks, the Magnet Exceptionator Mutual Fund came out just this month. What a wonderful month to bring out a mutual fund. Oh, did I mention it's down in value a little bit in the last couple of days? Well, it is. Folks, we are subject to market volatility just like anybody and everybody else. But the fund is available for as little as $2,500 investment. What we really recommend that everyone do is put as much as they feel comfortable in. Start a rights of accumulation plan. That's right. It doesn't matter what it does this month or next. We want to be adding every single month, every quarter. Get the lowest breakpoint fee possible. Remember, I don't get commission on this, just the fee to manage the money. And what we plan on doing is actually having the single highest return in the United States on any fund. That means we will be taking risk, folks. Absolutely. We're only going to hold 30 stocks at any one time. And by the way, you cannot invest in the fund unless you receive a prospectus first. And folks, the prospectus does a wonderful job in letting you know that there is definitely risk in investing in our mutual fund. There's all kinds of risks. They go through the risk of investing in smaller companies, the investment of only holding 30 companies, the risk of, what was the other one? Small companies. Oh, international. There's more risk in this risk in this risk. The fact of the matter is that's how money is made. So there's, by the way, there is almost no risk in holding a treasury except the almost certainty of losing money after taxes, after inflation. All we really want to do here is have the highest after tax, after fee, after purchasing power over the years. You need to be able to get your purchasing power intact. Otherwise, you won't simply be able to afford life. We talked years ago about $100 sports tickets. Folks, it already happened. It cost $330 right now to go see a New York Knicks game and sit in row 15. No, that's not the seat where the celebrities sit, where you see them in the front row with their feet on the court. Those are $1,000 or $2,000. I'm not sure how much, because I won't sit in those seats. So I won't break down for that kind of money. But if I want to take my kids and actually hear the squeaky sneakers and really get to see the players' eyeballs, believe it or not, it is that kind of money to see a game in Madison Square Garden. The only way to afford that is by investing in the most superior stocks out there and be able to buy more of them when they go on sale and not to panic. And yes, one day all of this can end and the only person that eats is the guy with the fastest car and the biggest gun. And if you believe in the Mad Max of the future, well, folks, you don't want to invest a nickel in the silly stock market. You really want to buy a big gun and a fast car and then turbocharge that car and make sure you got the fastest gun out there. But, folks, I actually don't think that's going to happen. I think that we're going to continue to see a dramatic increase in productivity worldwide. And everyone wants a toaster oven, and everyone wants to go in and buy a car with air conditioning, and everyone wants wireless telephones, and everyone wants all of this stuff that all these companies make, whether it's a video game, it's the place to buy the video game, whether it's cell phone you need to call home to make sure you're buying the right video game. Those are the kind of things that we're investing in. They rank up highest on our model, and our model isn't pushing us into Merrill Lynch right now, but what it is doing is pushing us onto the brink of needing a couple of paper towels to kind of upchuck into. That means it's time to buy, and we just did. In fact, the market is really sinking right now. It's going lower and lower. It's making almost everybody uncomfortable, including me, which means it's probably, again, a pretty good time to invest our money and to see what's going on here. So it's definitely tough sledding, folks. We don't want to underestimate how tough it does feel for the country right now. We're not really sure what the stimulus is, what turns it around, how it turns around. Maybe Jennifer Aniston's going to get a boyfriend, and that's what's going to do it. Maybe it's going to be a full interest rate cut. We don't know what it's going to be, but we have the confidence that it's going to be something. And I got to admit, from my side, where I sit, I kind of hope it's pretty soon. We're riding through this fully invested. We believe in the market. In fact, the tape is ending right now. I'm looking just at a tape. We're also out of time. We'll see you right back here next week on Profitable Investing. And I kind of hope, we're going to see a lot more green on the screen next time we talk. See you next week. Have a profitable investing week ahead. Get your mind off the stock market. Go to your kids' basketball game. Don't forget to hug them tonight. Tell them you love them. We'll see you right here on Profitable Investing next week. Catch you later. Bye-bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.